Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning in to CKS Radio, and it's our software technology side of the radio dial. This is your host, Kenny Smith. To have you here with us. And we're going to start off our show. Like I said, we're in technology. And what we're going to start off with is today, Microsoft retires its original Kinect, which was the 3D camera that worked with the Xbox. But the craziest thing about that unit was that hackers loved it to death. Probably one of the cameras that was way beyond its time. Microsoft finally realized what they had, but they modified it and did all kinds of things with it to keep it strictly for the Xbox. But as everything else that goes with technology, somebody always finds a better mousetrap for your product. So anyway, the story goes like this. It says, whether you think depth sensing cameras will become the next big thing or fizzle out, the model that helped usher in the tech is set to be retired for good. The original Kinect will be phased out in 2015, some 4 years after Microsoft first announced it to boost your Xbox 360 sales. The sensor was controversial with gamers from the beginning, but was embraced by the DIU community and as do-it-yourself hacking community and companies who used it for facial and motion tracking, among many other uses. Plenty of those folks still rely on the Kinect V1. So Microsoft advised them to buy as many as they need, and soon, since it won't make any more after the current stock sells out. Now the next generation Kinect V2 becomes a non-optional part of the Xbox One console. But many gamers didn't use it and didn't want to pay for it. As a result, Microsoft now offers a cheaper Xbox One version without it, a move that boosts sales of late. And as expected, it has introduced also a new $199 Kinect for Windows, along with a $50 adapter that allows you to use an Xbox One Kinect on your PC. While its demise is not unexpected, we still feel a bit nostalgic about the original Kinect. And I would suggest that you go to YouTube and type in Kinect. That's K-I-N-E-C-T. And you'll get to see some of the best hack jobs that this camera has been used for. Camera was basically ahead of its time. Like I said, it was just used for, you know, for the Xbox. But, oh boy, did they open up a can of worms with this particular unit. This thing is just totally way out in left field. And, well, it's retired. It is no longer with us. So Microsoft, along with Windows 3.1 and 95 and XP and 98 and everything else. Oh, yeah, Windows Millennium. Oh, fun program. Anyway, has been retired. We can talk about Roberto Clemente this day in history. He was a right fielder, and he played 18 seasons with the Pittsburgh Pirates, and he's winning the National League MVP award in 1966, as well as 12 Gold Glove awards throughout his career. And in 1973, posthumously, that is, or posthumously, as we like to say, he became the first Latin American player to be inducted into the Hall of Fame. Clemente was dedicated to charity work, and he was traveling to Nicaragua to deliver aid to earthquake victims when his plane crashed off the coast of Puerto Rico. And that's this day in history. Two more facts for today. Fact number one, J.K. Rowling, author of the Harry Potter series, is the first person in the world to become a billionaire in U.S. dollars by writing books. And that was provided by randomhistory.com. Another thought for today, and it goes like this. Speak when you're angry, and you will make the best speech you will never regret. And that was Ambrose Bierce, long time ago. But anyway, just something to think about. Well, anyway, today Google released its top searches for 2014. And what were you searching for in 2014? They like me, all kinds of things, all kinds of articles. But anyway, Google says the number one search request for 2014 was the suicide of comedian Robin Williams. The actor's tragic death outranked the year's other much-discussed topics, including the Ebola outbreak, the World Cup, the disappearance of Malaysia Airlines Flight 370, and the Ice Bucket Challenge, a viral campaign to raise awareness about the Lou Gehrig's disease. Just something that you should know about in history. Today we have famous birthdays, and Simon Wiesenthal, just one of a few hundred galactic Jews who have survived the Nazi death machine that was Hitler's final solution. Wiesenthal devoted his remaining years to tracking down fugitive Nazi war criminals and bringing them to justice. And he said, many times I was thinking, he told his biographer, that everything in life has a price. So to stay alive must also have a price. And my price was always that if I live, I must be deputy for many people who are not alive. How many of Wiesenthal's relatives perish? We'll really never know, but we think it was all of them. He was the only one that was left. Anyway, a little bit of history. Software and technology. Did you know that after the massive meltdown at Sony Pictures, Michael Lenton, who is the CEO of Sony here in the United States, got all of his crew together, all of his people together, and they went back to their old Blackberries, you know, that they had stored in the basement. And this is an article according to New York Times, by the way. And it said, a handful of old Blackberries located in a storage room in the Thalberg basement were given to the executives. Staff members began to trade text messages using hastily arranged phone trees. Sony already lean technical staff begin working around the clock, with some people sleeping in the company offices that became littered with stale pizzas and all kind of other strange stuff. Administrators hauled out old machines that allowed them to cut physical payroll checks in lieu of electronic direct deposits. Still for days, the episode was viewed inside Sony as a little more than a colossal annoyance, though Sony executives were quickly in touch with federal law enforcement officials. The company's initial focus was on setting up jury-rigged systems to let it limp through what was expected to be a few days or weeks of inconvenience. The company's first statement on the breach, made on November 24th, seemed almost absurdly bland in retrospect. "We are investigating an IT matter." I like that. In fact, less than 3 weeks later, Sony would be the focal point of a global firestorm over a growing digital attack on its corporate identity and data. Its movie, The Interview, about the fictional assassination of the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and its own handling of the ensuing crisis. Interviews with over 24 people involved in the episode suggested that Sony, slow to realize the depth of its peril, let its troubles deepen by mounting a public defense only after enormous damage had been done. The initial decision to treat the attack as largely as internal matters reflected Hollywood's habit, and the executive slang Freud of Mr. Linton, who can be cool almost to a fault. As Mr. Linton discovered, however, at a midpoint in the episode, this predicament required a wholly different approach. You know what we're saying? "In truth, there is no playbook for us to turn to," he told the staff. And that's a little bit of software and technology news from the New York Times. Well, Apple won the day when it came to 2014 for iPad sales and iPods and all of its products. It definitely was the top leader. But, you know, the behemoths already are calling 2015 to be a down year for the iPhone. I think all the Apple products are going to go downhill. I don't know. I can't really tell you. I don't really foresee a really down year for those guys. I mean, they've been overall a leader, you know, in the tech business for a long, long time. And I don't see them falling off the ladder too far down. If they do, it'd be one or two steps. Everybody else is chasing them. But what we do see is that maybe the BlackBerry will be coming back real soon. Sooner than we think. And what we mean by that is that it's going to bypass the cloud and all these other crazy devices and digital things that we have to get back to just basic computing. Basic, you know. Hackers are going to have a field day because, one, they won't be able to crack it, and they won't be able to get into it. And the rebirth of the Crackberry baby? Oh, yeah. It's gone too far. Anyway, this is your host, Kenny Smith, for CKS Radio. Thanks for listening.